Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, before Shleima Leliyahu ben Sora, the Mordechai ben Sora, the Dov Beresh ben Shifra Tzivya, and the Ilay Nishmas, Malkubas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Warren ben Moshe, the Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Monoach, and Ferdo Sora Bas Shlomo. This is the last session that we're going to have before Pesach, and hopefully we will, Bez Hashem, continue after the Yontif. I thought that it would be important to draw a very specific message from the Yontif experience, which can be mechazik us today in times of a challenge, to say the least, what's going on in the world, whether it's the tragic war that's taking place in Ukraine, and we don't even know the extent of how it's affecting our people. We know there are countless refugees, and I don't know if we know too much else, but that's enough. That's, you know, terrible. Recession or whatever, inflation, or who knows, whatever it is. But the people's paychecks are certainly not buying what they were able to buy last year. And that poses a problem. Some of the ongoing problems like shiduchim and illness, that's constant problems. And we face challenges. And the truth is, we know, it's said in many places, I actually saw it from the Brisker Rav as well, that it's only when there's a tzorah that we can rise to true bitochon. Because if not, bitochon, no, everything's okay. Of course, everything is going to be okay because everything is okay. There's nothing to worry about because there's nothing to worry about. Bitochon emanates from a concern, from a problem. In the midst of a difficulty that I need help, I need Hashem's help, it seems almost that there is no way out other than some type of a miracle or certainly some great change in the matzav. And I turn to Hashem and I count on him. I hope to him and I recognize that everything is from him. And then I keep hoping. And then I eventually come to a level where I'm sure, I'm trusting, I'm confident, and so forth and so on. So this is basically what we have to do. And the truth is that Yetzias Mitzrayim presents a unique opportunity to strengthen our trust in Hashem, because Yetzias Mitzrayim represents the fulfillment of a Havtocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, Achreichein, Avinu v'Yivdois, V'Adel B'Avon, V'Inu Hois, V'Abami Yoshono, וגםס had a goya sheri avodu dono noichi ba'achrichen yetsu birchush gadol. And that's exactly what happened after the shibud. We went out birchush gadol, birchush gadol. We took from Mitzrayim everything, a klei kesef, zohov, smolois, and the haftocha was kept. And we find the Sefer Achinuch on the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. He says that the lesson there is also to strengthen our emunah and our bitochon, because we see Yaakov Avinu was saved from the Sarah of Esav. Hashem had promised that Yaakov, that Avram's progeny will continue to flourish and eventually be kekoich ve'ashamayim l'roiv. And when the Sarah of Esav was almost about to defeat Yaakov, Yaakov was saved. And that should give us the chizuk that we will always be saved. We will never be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be there for us. Always be mekayim his haftocha. And the question is, the obvious question is, Yaakov Avinu maybe was zeicher, and maybe we're not. So how can we learn one from the other? Obviously, it's not an intellectual thing. Intellectually, we know that Hashem will protect us. Intellectually, we know that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. Intellectually, we know everything. But Bitochen is not an intellectual exercise. And even emunah is intellectual and tainted with or coated with an awful lot of emotion. And that emotion can interfere, or that emotion can strengthen. And when we see, it's the picture. We see Yaakov Avinu having been saved. That's why we keep the Gid Anoshe to remind us. Yaakov Avinu was saved from the Sar of Esav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened and protected him. That gives us the strength, the emotional strength, to maintain our emunah and bitochen throughout the Golus, and despite the fact that the Golus is long, and despite the fact that the Golus is bitter, and despite the fact that the Golus seems endless. We're still waiting. It's so long. It's close to 2,000 years, but yet we wait. And that strength comes from the Gid Hanoshe, from the victory of Yaakov Avinu over the Sar of Esav. And that strength comes from the Geula that took place in Mitzrayim. B'nisan nigalu, u'b'nisan asinu li'goyel. And there seems to be a connection. It isn't just that's the time of year of Geula, but that's the time of year that we can trust in the Geula. B'nisan nigalu, this is the time we were redeemed from the worst of the worst of the worst situation. The Shibud Mitzrayim was beyond human comprehension. The rishus, the suffering, the avodas parech, the frustration. And then, Kodesh Baruch Hu save us. And with Nisim Geluyim, a nation that really wasn't worthy, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make us worthy. At the time, there was finally the mitzvahs, Dam Milah and Dam Pesach, right before we went out. It's a schus for the Geula. But it was all in motion for months and months and months before. And yet, we weren't. We were less than worthy. In fact, even when we came to the Yam Suf, the Malachim said, why are you saving Klal Yisrael as opposed to Mitzrayim? Halolo Edeva Dezora, Halolo Edeva Dezora. We weren't so worthy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that he would take care of us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good for his word. And when we see that this word was Mekuyim, even though we might say, no, that was then, and they had to go be Mekabel the Torah. Now we're in worse shape. We already were Mekabel the Torah, and still we're doing who knows what. So maybe we're not going to be Zoicha. But emotionally, when we see the Nisim, when we relive the experience at the Seder, when we relive the feeling of one night, Avdus, even though the work stopped earlier, but we were still in a massive of Avdus, still in Mitzrayim, we couldn't leave. That's Avdus, that's Shibud. Even if we didn't have a work schedule. And the next day, L'cherus, the next day, B'chipozim, couldn't even wait 18 minutes to the matzah to rise. Had to get out when the moment came. And we see the Chesed Hashem, that the whole time must have been waiting for that. Because when the moment came, he wouldn't wait a second longer. That gives us a lesson. And that lesson is that Hashem is with us. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu that we would survive. And we will survive. And Hashem's chesed, seeing it in action, that gives us the strength to be sure that it will continue. And we actually say this at two different occasions in our davening. One of the daily Birchas HaMozim, and one in Nishmas on Shabbos. Uftuva Yagolu Tomid Loichos Arlon. Within his goodness, this great abundant goodness, Loichos Arlon. He never allowed us to be lacking. We were never lacking. Uftuva Yagolu Loichos Arlon. Valyech Sarlon Umozin Loilam Void. That's not a bakosha in the middle of the first brocha of Birchas HaMozin. That's a statement of Bitochen. Uftuva Yagolu Tomid Loichos Arlon. And we are confident, he will not cause us to lack anything, any mozin in the future. The picture of the past, the image of the past, the occurrence of the past, the experience of the past, that gives us the strength, the emotional strength, to be confident, since he was like chosar lonu, Now we feel confident, v'lo yechzar lono. Even though maybe yesterday I was worthy, maybe tonight, irrelevant, because Hashem doesn't give us because we're worthy. He gives us because He loves us. And the same thing the Goyin says in Nishmas. Adheino, the Goyin says, Azarunu, you helped us until now, was only Rachamecho, not because we deserved it. V'loyazavunu, and you didn't forsake us, Chasodecho was only because of Chesed, and not because we deserved it. V'chein, anachnu betuchim, sh'altit sheinu l'netzach. Therefore, we can say with confidence, we can say with bitochim, altit sheinu, you will not forsake us forevermore. And the Goyin says, because if what you did for me yesterday was because I deserved it, Taka, maybe today I don't deserve it anymore. How could I be sure? But since I know that everything was all chesed v'rachamim, I see everything that Hashem does is chesed v'rachamim. Chesed v'rachamim of Hashem, it's not because I deserved it. The chesed v'rachamim of Hashem, that is a constant. That continues forever. And since it's not dependent on whether or not I earned it, whether or not I deserve it, but rather chesed v'rachamim, I can be batuach she'al titshenu l'netzach. So we really have two things over here. We have one, the picture of Yaakov Avinu being the Sar of Esav, the picture of the kiyum of the havtocho v'achrechein yetzu b'chush godel that we witness as we, that we re-experience, that we feel, that we discuss, that we try chayev adam liris es'atz mekilo yotzen min Mitzrayim. At the Seder, that gives us the strength, the emotional strength, looking at that picture and saying, ah, I can be sure it's going to happen again. That's one. And the second thing is, when I look back and I see Hashem's chasodim, and I know that I didn't deserve them, then that certainly is a formula to be sure, to be confident that He's going to continue. So I believe that we have to, at this moment, look back. Look back at our history. The history has been tumultuous. The history has been challenging, to say the least. But here we are. Rabbi Yaakov Emden swears by his life that the miracles that we have experienced to bring us through the Golus and the survival of the Torah together with us, with the Klal Yisrael, are greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So as we celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, and as we celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf on Shviyish Shel Pesach, let us think about all of the miracles, everything that Hashem has done for us. Ad heinu azrunu, only rachamecha. V'lo yazavunu, only chasudecha. And then we can be sure, ve'al titshenu Hashem elikenu lanetzach. Hashem will never forsake His people. Ki lo yitoish Hashem amoi. Pasuk says Hashem will not forsake His people, v'nachalosoi lo yazoiv. And His nachlo, that is us, He will never forsake, He will never abandon. Should be zeicha to see in the Chag HaGeula, the Geula Shalemo, and the resolution to all of the serious and terrible challenges that Klal Yisrael has been facing. And we should be zeicha to the Geula Shalemo, and b'mheira b'yomeinu chag kosher v'sameach, v'ezras Hashem, we will pick up after the Yom Tov.